This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5 and time for a checkup. And good to see you back in studio, Robin Riggins with AltaPoint Health. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good
morning. And I want to talk about what's the month of May. I got a note here that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. First of all, for all of us to talk about that, what does that mean?
That means that they're able to highlight how important mental health is to each and everybody. I mean, it impacts each of us, whether it's you, your family, your neighbor, your coworker. It impacts everyone.
And it's so, and you say that everyone, because it's become, I'd say in the last 20 years, a bigger discussion of not just a person with a mental health issue, but you just said it, family, friends, community, all the people touched by that.
Correct.
What types of things are people reaching out to get help from y'all with? I mean, I have a stat here. AltaPoint Health provided more than 1.9 million services to nearly 45,000 people. So what kind of stuff is that? I mean, can you break that down some for us?
Well, you know, it tells you the impact and how prevalent mental health is when you look at those numbers and the fact that we've responded to 66,000 calls from the community for help. And it ranges from everything from clinical anxiety and depression. People are talking about financial stress and pressures. They're talking about concern about global unrest right now with everything that's going on in the nation, family issues. So we are seeing predominantly anxiety and depression in the first calls. We also see parents calling for parenting issues for their children and their teens.
Right.
A lot of that has to do with the stress and the disconnect that's related to social media and technology that's out there. It kind of creates a separation, and they're seeing behavior problems and mood dysregulation. Then we also have substance abuse calls for predominantly alcohol, but also opioid, obviously. That is huge right now. The other thing that we see a good bit, obviously, would be more of the bipolar illnesses and then the psychotic disorders.
Wow, that's a bunch there.
It is.
You know, and your access to care line answers more than, I think, what, 60? Here's a set. 66,000 community calls for help, including the crisis calls. So why is it important to have a strong access to care team for people who need help?
Well, sometimes that phone call is the first effort that someone has made to seek counseling or seek treatment. And so you want to make sure you have a skilled person that's experienced to talk with them, to help them communicate their concerns, to share information about what resources are available to them and be able to connect them. And if AltaPoint is not a right fit, we talk to them about other community services that might be. So
okay.
You need a person that's in touch and skilled and able to listen carefully.
Yeah, I got to figure it's not just maybe having a flow chart of where to send the person to, but it's understanding that person asking the question.
A lot of listening, a lot of support.
Speaking of which, talk about this, AltaPoint's numbers showing not just more services out there, but this community connection, like we talked about in the beginning, through referrals, like you mentioned, crisis support, outpatient care. How does getting mental health help early make a difference in people's families and for them and their families?
Well, first of all, mental health is a huge piece of health care and your medical health care, and it deserves the same urgency that medical care receives. So when someone has blood pressure problems or diabetes, they seek care early so they can manage the symptoms and prevent complications. The same thing with mental health. And mental health affects physical affects mental health. So it's one and the same. And it's so important to get it early so that you can manage it and prevent crisis situations. So it's too many times we're involved with law enforcement agencies where things have become a crisis. And so we intervene and help connect people with mental health services so we can prevent that. It also helps to prevent the crisis ending up in the emergency departments at the hospitals. So getting treatment early makes a huge difference in your coping skills. It creates healthier, happier families. It just helps in general.
You know, Robin, one question here, though, is getting that person to identify that issue because seems like you're talking to me. You mentioned blood pressure. All right, Robin. So if I take my blood pressure and my number's high, and either I see it on the cuff thing I have at the house, or I'm at the doctor and they go, Sean, you know, then I know, okay, what are we going to do here? You know, and the identification is very specific to me. Either you're in high blood pressure or you're not. So that with mental health, it's got to be, how do you, you know, identify that when you got an issue?
Well, you know, primary care providers are more attuned to that now. And that's often one of the primary questions that they ask about mood and how they're coping with things, because it affects everything. You know, now we're providing integrated care where we have primary care inside our behavioral health locations, because one affects the other. And so that way it's easier for folks to access the services. It has less stigma because it's there in a physician's mm-hmm. office. And so people begin to educate themselves and see it more as medical rather than the stigma-related mental health.
We're talking to Robin Briggins with AltaPoint. And as we close out here during Mental Health Month, what message do you want the listeners to hear about reaching out for support? I mean, you kind of gave it there, but talk about that and give us that access to care line. Okay.
Well, you know, you don't have to wait until it's a crisis. You don't have to navigate your mental health concerns silently. You know, make that call, have that conversation, and open some doors to help with your healing. And you can call 251-450-2211 and speak with a specialized person that can help you navigate the mental health care system.
Perfect. Robin, good to see you again.